Now to politics, and the Prime Minister has launched into the second leg of his Southeast Asian trip, leaving Singapore behind to pick up the charm offensive in Thailand. Our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch is in Bangkok.
Still fairly fresh in the job, Christopher Luxon's promotion clearly hasn't entirely sunk in with everyone.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Hipkins. Oh my gosh, media. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Right Honourable Christopher Luxon.
That was an embarrassed Jan Thomas, the boss of Massey University, at a Singaporean function last night. A minor mishap in what has been a mostly successful first leg of this trip. This is Mr. Luxon's first major mission abroad since taking power, and he's still getting accustomed to the peculiarities of such travel, moving from presidential palace to business roundtable to street market.
Everybody, I am having breakfast today with the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
How are you, my friend?
I'm so good.
Foreign policy in the age of the influencer. Aitken Cheer has an audience of some 200,000. An audience Mr. Luxon wants to tap into while sampling local cuisine.
I get paid to eat and travel the world. Actually, kind of you do, right?
Yeah, I just sort of eat from New Zealand.
While the clip may help with the PM's name recognition, it's more designed to market New Zealand across Southeast Asia, open for business, trade, investment, and tourism.
New Zealand will often be in the top 10 places that people want to go on a visit and a holiday. But how do we make it the next trip that they're going to do?
That message travels with him here to Bangkok, where the mission continues. Thailand is New Zealand's 10th largest trading partner and the second largest economy in the region, a manufacturing powerhouse.
This is a fabulous region. It's fast growing. New Zealand's a country that needs to grow.
It's been more than a decade since a New Zealand Prime Minister made a dedicated visit here. And for that reason, David Cappy from the Centre for Strategic Studies says just turning up will make a difference, especially during these turbulent times.
Prime Minister Luxon's going to find himself pushing on an open door in terms of the reception he's going to get. I think there's a strong interest in the region in having an engaged New Zealand and having New Zealand support the kinds of issues that regional states care about, whether it's international law or promotion of open trading systems.
This afternoon, Mr. Luxon will sit down with his Thai counterpart, a man with whom he shares much in common. Like Mr. Luxon, he is a businessman turned politician, dubbed the salesman PM after taking power last year.
We both started off life in fast-moving consumer goods. He worked at Procter & Gamble, I obviously worked at Unilever. We competed all around the world together. He clearly has also got a very focused agenda around the economics and lifting the economy in Thailand.
Much then to discuss today while making friends and influencing people.
Craig McCulloch reporting from Bangkok there.